From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Addison Conti. Michael Brown Sr. wants St. Louis County prosecutors to take another look at the killing of his son, Michael Brown Jr., 5 years after his death. Brown made the announcement Friday, saying he hopes a reexamination of evidence and testimony will present a different outcome.
Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Then Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson was not charged in Brown's death. Representatives from St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell's office did not say whether he would reopen the case. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway is launching her Democratic campaign for governor by highlighting her efforts to root out government waste and fraud. Galloway announced her candidacy today in an online video that asserts that her audits have discovered $350 million of waste and fraud and led to numerous criminal charges. She also takes several jabs at Republican Governor Mike Parson's administration, though she never mentions him by name. Parson has not formally announced his candidacy, but is expected to do so in the coming weeks. Highway 63 is the deadliest road in America, according to a new report. Jonathan All reports a Rolla area lawmaker wants more funding to make it safer.
Highway 63, which stretches from the Iowa-Arkansas borders and runs through Rolla, had a higher percentage of fatal crashes than any other Missouri road over the past decade. State Representative Don Mayhew of Crocker says it would take $300 million to upgrade 63 to a four-lane highway. He says the more practical goal is safety upgrades.
Those would be some intersection improvements and some passing lanes. Not the ideal, of course, but I think if we can figure out some way to get these $20 million worth of improvements funded, then I think it's going to help the situation a lot.
Mayhew says even that lower price tag will be a tough sell in tight budget times, but he will try to break those upgrades into smaller projects. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
Prosecutors in Springfield have charged 20-year-old Dmitry N. Andreychenko with making a terrorist threat in the second degree after he was arrested at a Walmart neighborhood market Thursday, allegedly walking around the store wearing a bulletproof vest and displaying a loaded rifle, causing panic among shoppers. Greene County Prosecutor Dan Patterson's office confirmed the charges late Friday afternoon. The incident comes on the heels of two mass shootings nationwide, including one in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 people at a Walmart store. I'm Addison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.